This is a quiet mind to support you to understand a difficult relationship. I wrote in the introduction that understanding a difficult relationship isn't always about hearts and roses and la la la, off with the fairies, peacefulness either. Sometimes understanding a difficult relationship brings us to a flood of understanding and a sweet feeling of release. And sometimes it brings us to a fierce love, a powerful, righteous anger that says, enough, no more, thou shalt not pass. Oh my God, can you feel the power of that? Even when I say those words, I can feel the enormous spiritual energy supporting us with this. That fierce love, righteous anger, you shall not pass energy, comes first from an expansive understanding of the situation and the part that each of us plays in any difficult relationship. And from that place of understanding, the righteous anger actually flows from the heart. Feel into your power of you shall not pass. It's from the heart and it's incredibly powerful. And with all that in our minds, now we'll start our quiet mind with a commitment to be gentle with ourselves and to be as kind and gentle to others as is useful for them too. Take your attention to your outward breath and the way that the lower part of your ribs just flexes inwards as you breathe out. And notice the way that the lower part of your ribs just eases that last bit of air from your lungs. Notice there's a pause coming at the bottom of your breath where for a moment you don't need to breathe at all. Don't try to make that happen. Just notice the tiny pause and how it gets longer and longer and how good that feels. Feel for your heartbeat. And if you can't quite feel that, then just imagine that you can. And if energy is your thing, feel for any energy moving around your body. Feel the tingles in your hands and feet, ripples of energy. Allow those ripples of energy to flow through your feet into the ground if you need to keep that energy flowing. Allow any thoughts and ideas and emotions to flow, noticing everything about them. No matter how negative you think they are, there's gold at the bottom of them. If thoughts and ideas or emotions are your thing, just observe them and allow them to flow, knowing that there's an enormous opportunity for understanding here. Allow your attention to wander over your body, being aware of all the sensations that you can feel. Now, keeping your gentle attention on feeling what's happening in your body, today's quiet mind is about understanding a difficult relationship. It's about understanding how they came to this point in time and how you came to this point in time. Noticing your outward breath, feeling the heartbeat, flowing the emotions and the energy. Noticing the flow of thoughts and ideas, smiling a little and allowing the smile to soften your eyes. It's about understanding the big picture. It could even be about understanding the gifts within the situation. still smiling a little. Soft eyes. It may be about finding peacefulness, or it might be about the heart wide open warrior spirit of fierce love and righteous anger, or it might be about the release and the freedom that comes from real understanding. It may be about understanding the truth of what you believe. It will be about melting away all of the unimportant stuff and cutting through to the heart of the matter. Smiling gently and allowing that smile to flow through to your eyes. Knowing that the understanding is going to bring you the peace of mind, the fierce love, the righteous anger, the heart wide open of righteous anger, and the happiness and passion and inspiration and excitement of all that's possible to come from that understanding. Move in your chair, stretch, and feel the physical changes that happen as you open your arms wide open. Stretch your arms wide open and feel, feel that heart of yours wide open. And all those muscles letting go, and the bones falling back into place. And the bones that will fall back into place. Soak up any feelings of relaxation and feeling good, because that soaking up is a key. That appreciation, that habit of appreciation is a key, a major key in making that your new normal. So pause and let your attention wander over your body and notice what's happening to it. I'm going to put up a YouTube of Deva Premal's divine chanting to help anyone who feels like they need some extra time and support for their understanding to flow. Just remember, your understanding doesn't need to flow right now. Sometimes things have to fall into place. Sometimes the pieces have to fall into place for the understanding to flow. And sometimes it's so big it comes in layers. So whether you choose to listen to Deva or whether you smile and get on with your day, knowing that the insights will come when you're ready. And if you feel that you need more support, then email me.